Sales associate Chris Beckham hears a lot of concerns about the new Honda fuel cell car. It was on display at a recent car show.
And I know a lot of people are kind of worried about the safety of the hydrogen vehicle because it's basically like running on an atom bomb.
Honda's fuel cell marketing specialist Steve Ellis rolls his eyes when he hears comments like that. The Cold War era hydrogen bomb comes to mind for people because it's one of the few times they've heard the word hydrogen used in conversation. Another time is when people talk about the hydrogen-filled blimp, the Hindenburg. Ellis wants to clear the air about the Hindenburg disaster. The huge Zeppelin burst into flames, and a lot of people blame the hydrogen.
But history has now shown that it was the coating, the covering of the material that actually was sustaining the fire. You know, the hydrogen itself, of course, being flammable, whatever that cause was, it did ignite. But the flame was sustained by the coating. That's what people see.
Ellis says hydrogen has gotten a bad rap.
When in reality, science has proven that it wasn't the guilty party.
But it is a very flammable substance.
Sure, as is gasoline.
There's still controversy over whether the hydrogen or the coating caused the Hindenburg to burn. Regardless, many energy experts say hydrogen is more flammable than gasoline. But Ellis says the dangers of a hydrogen fire aren't any worse than a gasoline fire. They're just different. He says people are used to dealing with liquid gas at the fueling station, but in some ways hydrogen could be considered less dangerous than gas. When gas spills, it pools up on the ground, and if someone drops a cigarette, yipes, it could be a long day for firefighters. But hydrogen goes into cars in gaseous form, so if there's a hydrogen leak, Ellis says it'd be easy to put out a fire.
You know, fire systems at the station, if there's any detection of a flame or, you know, any incident like that, as soon as the source is shut off, the fire's out. It's gone. You know, first responders in many fire departments have said they feel like, you know, responding to a hydrogen fire, it's like by the time they get there, there'll be nothing to put out because it'll likely have taken care of itself.
That's one advantage of using a lightweight fuel like hydrogen. It dissipates quickly into the air because it's lighter than the air. But because it's so light, each cubic foot doesn't pack that much energy. That's why cars can't store much hydrogen in the tank. Hydrogen expert Paul Erickson says that low energy content also creates other safety problems. Erickson is director of the Hydrogen Production and Utilization Lab at the University of California, Davis. In order to make cars that hold enough hydrogen to travel a respectable distance between refuelings, he says they have to use a lot of pressure to squeeze enough hydrogen into a tank.
It's just very difficult to get the range out that you'd like. And so you end up having to pressurize the hydrogen to 3,000. Now we're up to 5,000. Now up to 10,000 pounds per square inch. I wouldn't want to sit on a 10,000 PSI tank of anything, much less hydrogen.
Erickson says car companies understand the dangers of combining hydrogen's high flammability with high pressure in the tanks. They don't want any hydrogen to escape from the tank if there's a collision, and they don't want a tank to blow up. So the tank is probably the strongest component on the hydrogen vehicles being built today. That's not the case with regular gas cars. Steve Ellis at Honda says they won't release too many consumer vehicles to start. One reason is to slowly get people used to handling hydrogen safely. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.